WFAI.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Now, we're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program, and Free Talk Live, in case you're just joining us, is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. Doesn't have to be following, you know, with the topic that we're talking about, but it could be if you have something to say about it. And the number to call into Free Talk Live is 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Those are the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines here on Free Talk Live. And by the way, I don't know if we introduced ourselves. It's me, Stephanie.
And Brian, again.
And Mark. Is it again? Okay. Yeah, I think we did.
We did?
I think
okay.
It's again.
It feels like it.
You know, sometimes I lose track of live radio.
What kind of cat was it? Was it the same cat?
What?
Sorry, that's a Matrix.
It's
line.
A Matrix reference. It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yes, it was a glitch in the Matrix. We can explain it that way. All right. So we do have a couple of calls online. Let's go to the phones and talk to Aaron, listening in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie, Mark, Brian. I just started listening to Sovereign Tech. Oh, by the way, it's sweet.
And thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I was calling in about Christianity. I was raised in the Christian church, and I had a little different experience than Mark. I was taught that hell was more of a separation from God because you didn't choose to be with him.
I like that one, that definition, much better than, you know, what I was taught, which was, you know, it's a corporeal place where, you know, the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched.
Yeah, Seventh-day Adventists, which was the Christianity that I was kind of forced into later on, they actually teach that there isn't an eternal hell. You just kind of get smited and then that's, you know, you're dead and that's it.
Oh, that's terrible. But where I was calling in is I talk to a lot of Christians that they'll shy away from the Catholic Church, especially the Protestants, because they don't believe the Pope is infallible and all this. But yet they believe that the Catholic Church that put the Bible together was somehow infallible and inspired by God. And maybe they lost their way or something.
Yeah, but not entirely, because the Catholics also have the deuterocanonical books. And the Protestants... you know, erase those. They took those out. If you get 1611 versions of the King James Bible, they're in it. This is like Esdras and some the first and second Maccabees.
St. George and the Dragon.
Well, that's a British...
That's something else?
Yeah, that's something else. An interesting story, but that's something else. But, I mean, so they don't entirely accept that what the Catholics put together is so,
well,
but you're partly
but
right.
The
yeah.
Catholic Church pre-600 AD or something like that, which... I think it's funny because it's the same time that the Catholic Church was co-opted by the Roman Empire as the Holy Roman Empire. And I believe that it's the mixing of government and religion that caused all these problems with the...
Agreed.
Mark was mentioning the rule of law and all this. And
yeah.
People started looking to the church for this rule of law. But Jesus said that, I bring you a new law, and that is love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do those two things, you sum up all the rest of it. So all the rest of this nonsense, if you can just back up and look at the big picture, is a libertarian message that you need to love your neighbor as yourself. And if you can do that, then all the rest is taken care of. That's all the rest of the law is there for.
Yeah, that's one of the phrases that Jesus put out there, that love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself, that I kind of can dig, because it doesn't have all of the contractual machinations that seem to be in religion. You got to do this, you got to do that.
Well, wait a minute. What's the other part of that sentence? What happens if you don't love the Lord God as yourself or whatever?
They've broken the law, whatever that might be. Whatever they're not clear on what the consequences are. I read the Bible that, you know, hell.
If you
but,
don't love God, then you don't get to be with God. If you call on my name, then you go out and come in, knock, and the door will be open. But I don't think that ends at death either. Nothing says that when you die, you're no longer have a chance.
Yeah, I just don't think I need God or Jesus to tell me to, like, treat others kindly. I just want to do that because I have empathy and I can understand what it feels like to be treated nicely, and that's the way I want to be treated. So just do it.
Right. No, nothing saying you need them to do that. You can do that of your own, but that's all he's asking of you. That's all the Bible, that's all Jesus asked of us, was to be kind to our neighbors and love them.
Right. And I think, Stephanie, what's trying to be said here is if, and like this is a fantasy world that you have to transport yourself into, is if upon your death, will you actually do go to some place else? And, you know, at that point, God's like, hey, you know, what happened to you, Stephanie? What happened? And then your explanation is, well, you know, I really just didn't get this stuff. I thought that I was doing the right thing. I was making the best decision for my life. And, you know, at that point, if a fair and just God can't understand that explanation, look, I lived in the world you created, pal. This is your world, not mine. I understood it the best I could with my own human understanding, and that's what I came up with. And so, you know, I hate the idea that God might throw somebody into an eternal hellfire.
About that. I think we need a reality check here. I mean, consciousness comes from our brains, right? And when our brain ceases to function, that's it. we're not going to exist anymore. It's just like before you were born. After you die, it's like before you were born. You didn't exist.
If that's consciousness what comes from our brain, then we should be able to replicate it as artificial intelligence.
Maybe we will be able to at some point, sure.
We may be on the way to doing that. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I like, you know, how Jesus summed up the law, you know, and maybe that's a representation of, you know, Jeremiah 33, where it says the new covenant is that my people will have the law written in their hearts. And I think that's all very, very nice. But for me, still, you have the Jesus of the book of Revelation. And I don't think that can be erased, because just about everybody I know of, even the most conspiratorial of Christians, accept that the book of Revelation is a first century product, you know, that it was written very, very early on, probably actually by, you know, a disciple or apostle, whatever. And that Jesus is not the God of love in that book, not by a long shot. And I think, and that's something that I really would like a lot of Christians to kind of at least either accept or answer for, or, you know.
I didn't read Revelation as much as a Christian. I found it to be
confusing. Well, I don't blame you. It's crazy. Yeah,
I don't
but
remember
it's
the name Jesus in the book of Revelation at all.
Yeah, it's the revelations of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, he's right in the first chapter, and John sees him, and his eyes are fire. His hair's actually white in that.
Yeah.
In fact, that's always a problem I've had. I've known that since I was a kid, that, okay, when John sees Jesus, he has white hair. Why is he always getting drawn with brown hair?
Brian, Jesus is white, and so is Santa.
Maybe Santa's Jesus. Yeah. He's got white hair.
But he's got this bronze armor on and all this stuff. And, boy, I'd always love to have seen that. I thought that would have made Jesus. Yeah, but anyway, that's my point, is just that Jesus is not a nice guy in the book of Revelation.
Yep. Aaron, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Adam, listening in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Sunday crew. How you doing?
Good.
How's it going?
I like that, Sunday crew.
Yeah. I am so steamed up right now. My NFL team just lost the Baltimore Ravens, so they're out of the playoffs now.
Oh, they're playing the Bengals.
Yeah, well, they lost today, so they're out.
Yeah.
But I just got on the Facebook because I keep myself shielded, because I usually don't watch the games live. I like DVR them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing, number one, a friend of mine, her friend got 5 years in prison for 2 grams of pot.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
5 years in prison for 2 grams? Ridiculous. Wow.
Any jail time is ridiculous. Yes. Prison time for
pot.
I've
never used illegal drugs, so I don't even know how much that is, but it seems like 2 grams is not a lot at all, right?
Yeah, that'd be like 2 grams is like a 2 joints worth.
Wow. Wow.
And you could probably put 2 grams in one big joint if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So
clearly this was a dangerous criminal that needs to be kept off the streets.
Well, it sounds to me like she was in one of those awful states that's terrible on marijuana, and that she didn't take a plea bargain.
Well, I think it's a he.
Okay.
Anyway, he has two teenage children.
Oh God!
No.
Can I come back after the break?
Yeah, sure. Let's hold the line, please. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-3733. Sometimes you need to vent about these things because what else can you do? It's a tragedy.
Don't you dare hold those plants.
No plant holding on Free Talk Live. The Sunday Show. More coming up. Stay tuned.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Roman through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday night show. Tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And if you want to connect with Free Talk Live on Facebook and Twitter, you will have access to the stories that we discuss on the air, to questions, photos, memes. There's all kinds of good stuff that gets shared on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter feeds. And the easiest way to get there is to go to either facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. We'd love to connect with you and interact with you there.
And if you're going to go online, I recommend, Brian Sovereign is the golden stallion of the tech world, recommend you use ProXPN. What is ProXPN? ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network that encrypts all of your online activity. Before it gets to the ISP, from your computer up, it's fantastic. I totally recommend it because that ISP can keep your data for at least 6 months, sometimes up to 5 years, and you can say, well, I'm not looking at anything crazy. What do I have to worry about? You don't know. The laws change all the time. The next, you know, seriously, I know this might sound crazy, but it could become illegal to go on Facebook. You know, because in China, guess what? It is. So how crazy is that? It's not.
It did become illegal to go on a Bitcoin gambling website,
right?
Satoshi Dice. That
yes,
was quite
Satoshi
popular.
Dice. You know, which
that, it did. I thought it was just a concern that it would be.
Well, U.S. IP addresses were blocked, but the U.S. government was actually. There was some law that got passed.
Where, okay.
I don't know if it got passed on the gambling sites themselves, and then they kind of handed that down to the customers, but there was some involvement with the U.S.
Okay.
government.
Yeah, and then the government could retroactively, you know, essentially put you know, sentence you for having gone to that website, and you say, oh, I never went there.
Well,
yeah, you
only
did
if you win
5 years ago. Yeah, well, sure. But all the point is that you never know.
Yep.
And so you want that online insurance to know that you're encrypted. This is some of the highest encryption you can get. As far as the VPNs go, they have servers all over the world, so this works all over the world. One account works for every device you've got. Okay, you don't have to buy an account for your Android phone. You don't have to buy an account for your, you know, for your Apple, whatever. It doesn't matter. You just use it, and it works for everything. It's really a fantastic service. And if you go to proxpn.com/FTL, use the code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off. The price, whatever, if you go with the monthly plan or if you go with the annual plan, which really, if you go with the annual plan, this ends up costing you less than a cup of coffee a month to run, to have this insurance. If you're concerned about your privacy, you want to be using ProXPN, and now they accept Bitcoin. And with Bitcoin, you get an even greater savings, 33% off.
Yeah,
you really can't
really
beat
no,
it.
There's really no excuse not to. They've made the price point so low, and they've made it so easy to get set up for ProXPN.
Exactly.
And they even accept Bitcoin, so.
Yeah.
Try it. You really have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you can try it out, but if you want to be able, like, even to torrent with it, whatever. And torrenting doesn't mean you're downloading illegal stuff. Torrenting can just be...
Nope. In fact, it's just an efficient
way to download stuff.
I actually send and receive files through torrenting all the time in my voiceover work and stuff.
Sure. So you can encrypt all of that with ProXPN.
All right, thanks. So 855-450-3733 is our phone number. That is also actually the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, because ProXPN, not only do they offer this great service, but they also are a company that really values freedom, just
genuinely
like we do.
Values it, absolutely. They're working towards it.
They are really great folks over there, so do business with companies that share your values, for sure. Let's go back to the phones, and we were talking with Adam. Adam, you were telling us how your friend, a friend of your friend, got sentenced to 5 years in prison for possessing 2 grams of marijuana. Is that right?
That's correct. And
it's unbelievable.
I wanted to say that he has 2 teenaged children. And, you know, this is essentially ruining a family. It's going to be very, very tough.
Yeah, you know, this is the sentence that they never talk about in court, is that when you sentence a parent to jail, you sentence the children to a life without parents, without a family. And that's sick. And that's exactly what they're doing. That judge is sentencing the children as much as they're sentencing the adult. Terrible.
Yeah, I find it ironic that a lot of these judges, they always try to say, you know, we do stuff for the children in the family courts. And then here we have, you know, somebody getting locked up for a freaking plant. You know, it's like, and like you guys said, it's, you know, 2 grams worth is 2 joints. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, really?
It's so silly. And in some places in the U.S., like if he were in a different landmass, you know, arbitrarily, then this wouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the amazing part is there are people, you know, in this case, the claim here is that a guy's going down for 5 years for a couple of joints in California, Colorado, Washington. This would be no big deal. Many places here in the Northeast, that level of possession's a civil offense, which means if you don't in Massachusetts, if you don't want to pay the fine, you don't have to.
Yeah. You know what, guys? What really got me in your show back in 2005, or maybe even 2004, was your coverage of the Kilo versus New London case.
Been a long time. Yeah, that was a pivotal case for me too.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you for covering that as much as you did because it was so important, and I think it's an absolute shame that the Supreme Court did what they did because you know what happened ultimately, right?
Well, the Pfizer decided that they didn't really like the location, and essentially it's become a barren wasteland. So these people's houses were taken from them for nothing.
Yeah, it's literally a mud pit. It looks like Woodstock in 2009. This recently happened again. An eminent domain takeover. The Pre Studios in Philadelphia. Have you guys reported on this?
No.
Tell us about
it. Okay. It's spelled DUPREE. If you Google it, I'm sure it'll come up. This guy's been on Fox News and I think by now a few others. Reason TV covered his story as well. He's a guy, I think he's in his 60s. He's an artist. He has a huge studio, like two blocks worth, and it's being taken over for a grocery store, and they don't even have the grocery, they don't even have the company ready. You know, they're about to put bids on it, I guess. And they're taking his studio that he refurbished from a dump. It was an absolute dump. You got to read the story. Like I said, Google it.
I just pulled up the story here from philly.com, and from what I get the gist of it, just from reading it quickly, it's the title is a condemnation abomination. So it sounds like his studio was condemned, and the guy says he can't recreate it.
Municipalities have been using this condemning ability that they have to confiscate properties for decades.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia, or I don't know if it's Pennsylvania government or Philadelphia, they had done something in response to the Kilo case, and 2 days prior to that law going into effect. Now, I don't know why it took so long for the law to go into effect because they, you know, talked about it or they made it, they passed the bill like, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days before that law went into effect is when they took over his property.
God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Adam, I'm so sorry. Thanks for calling in with that story. Yeah, you're from philly.com. It says the city gave him $660,000 for his property, which was worth $2.2
million.
This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-3733. Eminent Domain.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live does have a camera feed. We have a where you can watch us doing the show and also chat with other listeners. Apparently, the cam is having some trouble tonight, and I've been trying to restart it and reboot it a couple of different times tonight. I'm not sure what's going on, but usually you can catch us on cam.freetalklive.com and chat with other listeners. And the chat is still working, so if you want to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, you can feel free to do that. And, you know, the video feed might come through for you, maybe not. I don't know. I'm trying to fix it, but hey, this is what we got, live radio.
So, Stephanie, you've just revealed to me this evening that you are going to the Passport to Freedom conference.
Yes, this is an exclusive. This is the first announcement. I will be going to the Passport to Freedom conference. I'm really excited about this because I am interested in learning about what the speakers have to say.
Me too.
I will be a speaker, but I'm also interested in hearing the other speakers.
Right. And to me, what it sounds like, it's going to be an intimate conference. I don't know how many people are going to be there. They don't know how many people are going to be there. But it's intended to be small and exclusive. And it's about whether or not staying in the United States or getting out is the best choice for people to make right now. And I think it's a fascinating question.
That's a question on a lot of people's minds.
And
it's not just, I heard Ian do an interview with Andrew Henderson, yeah, the person who organized this, and Ian was kind of saying, well, you know, this seems like it's just kind of for rich people. No, absolutely not. It's for anybody who's disappointed with the level of freedom.
If you've got a little bit of money put away, you can go retire in a South American country and live like a king.
Absolutely.
You know, servants and the whole thing. So
actually, staying in the U.S. is for rich people because it costs more to live here.
It's for people that that value, you know, that have large families or whatever, value those family relationships, don't want to pick up or whatever. They just don't have enough money put away. But I don't know. I mean, I'm interested in what experts say on this.
Yeah.
I think the United States is really cool.
Uh-huh.
It's a really great country. Having traveled to quite a few of them, it's a really great country to be in. But its government is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And that really scares me, and I don't know what the answer is. And the only there's some experts that are going to be talking about it. Peter Schiff, Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine,
and Stephanie Murphy,
Jeff Berwick. You know, folks are going to be there talking about this. You can go to passport.freetalklive.com to get your tickets. It's passport.freetalklive.com. The event is January the 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What's the hotel, by the way?
It's the Orleans Hotel.
Okay.
And actually, you said it's going to be an intimate event. The hotel is actually booking up, so you may want to get your tickets now if you can,
really?
If you are interested in going. Yeah, and I'm going to be speaking about Bitcoin as a strategy for location independence. So how you can basically be a traveler of the world
mm-hmm.
through using Bitcoin. And I think it's going to be a great, great conference. Really looking forward to it. So
cool.
Passport.freetalklive.com. I'd love to see some listeners there.
Indeed. Yeah, and we get a little bit of, if you use that link, passport.freetalklive.com, because we're a radio affiliate, we get a little credit there, so please use that link.
Yeah, it can help out Free Talk Live. All right, 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. That's the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And we do actually have a call, let's see, I think we have a call on Skype, and let's talk to Freedom Guy. Hey, Freedom Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for taking my call. Hello to Mark, and I'm sorry, I don't know who the third guest is.
Brian.
Okay. Good to talk to you all on the Sunday crew. I've been a regular listener. I've called in, three or four times in the last couple of weeks, so I appreciate you guys doing the show. 7 days a week is an amazing accomplishment.
Oh, thanks for listening.
Yeah, totally. Congrats to all you guys, and I love the show, so keep doing it.
Great.
I was in the chat room, and I posed a question, and it's a question that has been on my mind and has sort of illuminated some things for me from a philosophical perspective.
Hmm.
And I wanted to ask you guys, and I think you guys will come up with the right answer, but when I asked it in the chat room, I wasn't getting a factual answer. I was getting, you know, well, this is what happens and that's what happens. It's like, those things are all true, but I really wanted a factual answer to the question. So, you know, that's a heck of a lead-in for you guys, so I'm just going to ask, when a baby is born, what is the baby's default religious and political disposition?
I would say that it has no political or religious disposition. It considers
babies are born anarchists and atheists.
Well, they're born believers and parents.
Well, see, and, you know, in order to say that you're an anarchist, you must have made that decision. And the same thing with atheists, right? And I, you know, I lean that way, definitely. There's no argument about it. But atheists don't like it when I don't use the word atheist, and anarchists don't like it when I don't use the word anarchist, because I use the word or words either free man or the word freedom, right? Those are the things that I use, because I think it describes the truth, right, which is the default disposition, that nobody is an anarchist or an atheist, much less a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian Party, you know, affiliate, or any other, you know, political disposition when they're born. You're a blank slate. You're nothing. And if we want to talk about freedom, we have to talk about truth. And I think that you guys answered the question perfectly, that there is no disposition when you're born. You know, it's not until you're old enough, of the age of consciousness, that, you know, you can, or self-awareness, I guess, that you can sort of make that decision.
So what's the truth, though, at that point? I mean, if we're looking for truth, what's the truth in knowing what a baby is born as?
Well, it just means that the idea of religion and the idea of, you know, sort of a government party subscription, or even the idea of government at all, is just that. It only lives in the human mind.
Yeah, and it has to be kind of imprinted on you. It comes from other older people, basically.
Right. So if you decide, you know, in your life from your blank slate, you know, you're exposed to everything. You know, I mean, I was raised in a Lutheran and then a Christian household. Right. And I eventually came to believe in no religion. That's, you know, my religion is no religion. Call me an atheist if you like, if that makes it easier for you to comprehend. But I don't like using the word because it means I subscribe to a specific belief system. Right. Which I don't. I just believe what I find to be true. And the truth is that, you know, whether you're Muslim, you're Christian, you're Catholic, any religion, Judaism, any of those religions, those are all ideas that you have taken on and you have sort of, you know, made a part of yourself,
yeah,
of your own volition, whether you know it or not. And you're influenced by, you know, the rest of society. So, you know, that sort of that old statement of, I think Stephanie was saying, you know, you're born an anarchist and an atheist. Well, you know, perhaps until somebody starts lying to you, right, I think is the end of that statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Well, you know, I think that religions are put together in order to interpret the world. And, you know, so it's either true that a god or gods exist or it isn't true. And mm-hmm. I don't know, and nobody knows, and, you know, whatever their religion is. And so,
what does the evidence support?
They're, you know, I think that that's what people would say is that's where the role of faith comes in. That there is no evidence, obviously. I mean, you know, the evidence is either it's obvious and apparent to you that there's a God or it is not. And that evidence is interpreted by the individual.
Is it?
Sure.
Is evidence interpreted? I mean, I guess it would have to be, right? Or do you, I mean, like, I'm trying to think about, like, another example of somebody interpreting evidence, like, outside of the human world. Like, well, you know, dogs in a pack, do they find evidence and interpret it?
Yeah, sure,
and,
they do. You know, the evidence would be, like, the smell of an animal that they're tracking, and they say, okay, well, it seems like it came from this way, right?
I interpret it, you know, what I consider to be evidence inside the corporeal world, the real world, and I say to me, these look like signatures of God. But that's not to say that...
I think your interpretation stinks.
Well, you think that, right? Like that's simply your interpretation of the evidence, right? Like, you look at, like, for
but
instance...
We're getting into this realm of subjectivism, like, really...
Well, right, right. But what I want to point out, that I became sort of a non-religious guy, right? You call me an atheist again, if you like, before I became freedom-oriented. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of extinguishing those beliefs that allowed me to begin to see that we are not free and see sort of, you know, the things that government does to its population, if you will, you know, or to its yeah. quote-unquote citizens.
I had the and same instead experience.
I've chosen to become a citizen of the earth.
Right? Thank
I'm
you.
I'm an inhabitant.
Thank you, Freedom Guy. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. On the Sunday show, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad you're joining us tonight here on Free Talk Live. The number to call if you want to talk with us is 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Call us on the ProXBN toll-free call-in lines or on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle.
So if you're looking to get some Bitcoins, cashintocoins.com is that's the place to go. It's easy. It's safe, it's fast, it's completely legal. They've got all their government paperwork in order. They've gone through all the trouble, so you don't have to deal with them.
I still don't understand how they did that, because the government is just not clear about
they're not clear.
Businesses.
But at this point, for one, cashintocoins.com sells you coins, so it's not like keeping coins at an exchange or something like that. If you're, for instance, MT Gox, you care about them in an ongoing fashion. With Cash Into Coins, you only care about whether or not they make it from the start of your transaction to the end. So that's kind of a nice aspect. But I do keep
the pragmatist, Mark.
Yes, I am. And pragmatically, what you're going to need is you're going to need a Wells Fargo. You're going to need a computer. You're going to need a Bank of America or a credit union. You're going to, of course, need a computer. You're going to need some money with which to purchase these Bitcoins. The fees are great, by the way. They allow you to donate a portion of your fee to charity. And orders under $40 have no fee at all, because cashintocoins.com wants you to get some Bitcoins in your possession. They want you to have them and be able to start doing Bitcoin-y stuff. So it's cashintocoins.com. I do have ongoing conversations with Will over there, and it's a good organization.
Cool. All right. Well, let's go back to the phones. We've got a call on the line from Micah, calling from somewhere in Montana. Thank you, Shadow. Hi, Micah. Yeah. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just got back from my local ski hill, and I was checking my Facebook, and I saw you guys had a post on there about is Jesus still a loving Savior according to Revelation? And, you know, it's interesting because there is a growing movement within Christianity that sees all of the prophecies from Jesus and Revelation fulfilled in the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70.
Yeah, we were actually talking about preterism.
Okay, yeah, yeah, and I haven't, I listen to you guys on my local show, on my local radio, but they only, I think they only carry you Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you guys had heard of the preterist position, because it basically attaches all of the judgment passages to the destruction of Jerusalem and the judgment of the rejecting Old Covenant system or world, and the New World would be the New Covenant world. So, and what's interesting is that, you know, I myself am a full preterist, and which means that I believe that all of biblical prophecy has been fulfilled, and that, you know, living in covenant with God today is actually a kingdom, a jurisdictional boundary. So my libertarianism actually comes from my adherence to what I believe is, you know, following my king instead of following some, you know, dictator from that sets himself up. Which causes
I've heard this. I've heard that philosophy in the past, and I've also heard people sort of try to rebut it. It's interesting the clash between the theists and the non-theists and the libertarian movement. One thing I've wondered about preterism is where do you guys stand on hell?
You know what? I would probably follow probably Rob Bell a little bit on that. He's probably I would technically be an annihilationist. I don't think that. People who end up not believing don't. Well, let me back up.
See, well, annihilationist is when you die, you die, and there's
yeah,
no.
When you die, well, for non-believers, there's right. there's only continuing, you know, consciousness or whatever you want to call it for those who are in covenant with God.
Right.
And so, but I take it a little step further because I don't see all of humanity born into Adam like a traditional Christianity would. Would say, because I see that covenant world going all the way back. So if you think of all of the world-ending language that shows up in Revelation, you take that and you apply that to in a covenantal sense, not necessarily a global or universal sense. I apply all the creation of that world that's ending in a covenantal sense. So I would see Genesis as the creation of the old covenant world, which would include Israel and the surrounding Gentile nations, but not necessarily the beginning of the material universe, which is quite interesting. But, and I don't know how much you've talked about preterism, but there is a huge, a majority, I would say probably a good majority or a good number, a good percentage of full preterists are very libertarian because they see the fact that, so, for instance, when you get to Romans 9, when Paul is talking about, you know, rendering unto Caesar what is Caesar's, we have a completely different interpretation of that because the Jews from the Old Testament were subservient to the Greeks and the Romans and the Medo-Persians and the Babylonians. And so when Christ is saying that, he's saying, you guys are under, God has put you under the Romans, but when Messiah comes into his kingdom at the destruction of Jerusalem, all of that goes away. That's not a system that, you know, we're under. And so it opens up the door for, instead of taking the divine right of the monarchy and like the reformers did and applying it to the divine right of the state, we've gone the next step and say, you know, there is no divine right. People are free to make the voluntary associations. And for Christians, you're going to use that voluntary associations, but what you need to do is you need to make sure your voluntary associations don't impede or, you know, turn into idolatrous systems as far as you want, you know, your first commitment is to Christ and the kingdom of heaven, which is here now.
Now, I interpreted the render under Caesar what is Caesar's as a little bit of sort of Jesus being tricky because they're asking about taxes, right? And, you know, he said, whose picture's on the coin? Caesar's.
Yeah.
Render under Caesar was his Caesar's. Now, the simple fact that Caesar's picture is on a coin doesn't make it his coin in the same way that, if I've got a Roman coin today and it's got Caesar's picture on it, it's not his. It doesn't belong to his grandchildren. It's mine.
Well,
And yeah, so therefore, Jesus was kind of saying that, you know, Caesar gets all the stuff that Caesar's got, and nothing that it does isn't his.
I guess my next question is,
it even goes farther than that, because the Pharisees, according to the law, were not allowed to have a graven image. And so when Christ asked them, well, show me a denarius, he shows that they're breaking the law that they're trying to trap him on by showing him a denarius with an image of Caesar.
I see.
It's even deeper than what you're exactly right, but it even goes deeper, because they should not have had that kind of money on them according to their own interpretation of Torah from the Old Testament. So it's pretty, I mean, there's a lot of deep stuff in there as far as how Jesus deals with that.
Okay. My question is, does preterism still, how do they interpret, you know, that, does God still choose the leaders of the earth?
Well, what I would say is in what I have studied and different authors, there's still the sovereignty aspect, not so much the Calvinistic aspect of kind of falling into determinism, but yes, God controls the happenings on earth for the good of his kingdom. So I would say that, Obama is a good thing for the growth of the kingdom, because whatever Christianity is out there that is distorting or falling into idolatrous systems. So you have the fundamentalists on one side, they're basically conservatives, go kill everyone. And then the liberals on the other side, you know, we have to use the force of the state to feed the poor. You know, that is something that is, God is allowing those idols to build up, and they just crash down. And if you read through the Old Testament, that's exactly what happens with Israel. They look to other countries to save them rather than looking to Yahweh. So when I have individual conversations with Christian friends, I say the first thing we need to do is we need to keep ourselves from idolatry. We need to quit, you know, getting marriage licenses and going to the state for something God has already given us permission to do, and then just be faithful. And yeah, we might get persecution, but eventually all of those idolatrous systems come down. A great example is the Catholic Church wanting to go with Obama with Obamacare, and now they're getting screwed because Obamacare is going to make them have their contraception. And I was
makes some sense of a lot of things, and then at the same time, you know, I mean, I still have some reservations on, you know, questions on how exactly all that gets interpreted and worked out.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for me, it still says that there's a God that is okay with people dying. And I can't gel with that. And don't take that as an insult.
I can get over any Christian religion that doesn't send anybody to hell. I'm fine with any denomination that doesn't send people to hell.
Micah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. There is more coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.